It is time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and today you'll want to get your Bible and follow along as we read together. We were coming to the end of a Sunday school lesson about Moses standing before the burning bush, where God sent him back to Egypt, where he would go to deliver his people out of Egypt and bring them to the land that was flowing with milk and honey. At the very end of this lesson, there are two rhymes. I was reading one as we ran out of time in our last program, and I want to go back and read this. This first rhyme is by Elizabeth Browning, and it's more prose than rhyme, but it's beautiful. I think this is Elizabeth Browning. It says Miss Browning. That's usually Elizabeth Browning. But it goes like this. Earth crammed with heaven, and every common bush afire with God, but only he who sees takes off his shoes. Now the other rhyme goes like this. When Moses in the burning bush first heard Jehovah's name, he paused to wonder at the sight. The bush was all aflame. Oh, wondrous thought! Oh, precious thought! This truth beyond compare. The little bush was not consumed, for love divine was there. I'm going to turn the page in this little old Sunday school book that I have, and I come to Sunday school lessons that E.A. Elam wrote for the Sunday schools of July the 25th, 1926. The title of this lesson is The Passover, and we're recommended to read Exodus chapters 11 and 12. Well, I want to do that, so get your Bible and follow along. We're going to have one of those Bible reading programs now. And I'm going to be reading from the American Standard Version. If you have a King James Version, which I think most of you do, then you'll be able to follow along quite well with the King James Version. This translation of the American Standard Version was produced in 1901. One of the differences is, instead of saying L-O-R-D capital for who God is, it gives the name Jehovah. And so where in the King James Version you're going to read Lord, in the American Standard Version I'm going to be reading Jehovah. Exodus chapter 11 and verse 1. And Jehovah said unto Moses, Yet one plague more will I bring upon Pharaoh and upon Egypt. Afterwards he will let you go hence. When he shall let you go, he shall surely thrust you out hence altogether. Speak now in the ears of the people, and let them ask every man of his neighbor and every woman of her neighbor jewels of silver and jewels of gold. And Jehovah gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians. Moreover, the man Moses was very great in the land of Egypt, in the sight of Pharaoh's servants, and in the sight of the people. Exodus 11 and verse 4. And Moses said, Thus saith Jehovah, About midnight will I go out into the midst of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land of Egypt shall die, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sitteth upon his throne, even unto the firstborn of the maidservant that is behind the mill, and all the firstborn of cattle. And there shall be a great cry throughout all the land of Egypt, such as there has not been, nor shall be any more. But against any of the children of Israel shall not a dog move his tongue, against man or beast, that thou mayest know that Jehovah doth make a distinction between the Egyptians and Israel. And all these thy servants shall come down unto me and bow themselves unto me, saying, Get thee out, and all the people that follow thee. And after that I will go out. And he went out from Pharaoh in hot anger. And Jehovah said unto Moses, Pharaoh will not hearken unto you, that my wonders may be multiplied in the land of Egypt. And Moses and Aaron did all these wonders before Pharaoh. And Jehovah hardened the Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the children of Israel go out of the land. Exodus chapter 12 and verse 1. And Jehovah spake unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto all the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they shall take to them every man a lamb according to their father's houses, a lamb for a household. And if the household be too little for a lamb, then shall he and his neighbor next to his house take one according to the number of the souls, according to every man's eating. Ye shall make your count for the lamb. Your lamb shall be without blemish, a male, a year old. Ye shall take it from the sheep or from the goats, and ye shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month. And the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel shall kill it at even. And they shall take of the blood, and put it on the two side posts, and on the lintel, upon the houses wherein they did eat it. And they shall eat the flesh in that night, roast with fire, and unleavened bread. With bitter herbs they shall eat it. Eat not of it raw, nor boiled at all with water, but roast with fire, its head, with its legs, and with the inwards thereof. And ye shall let nothing of it remain until the morning. But that which remaineth of it in the morning, ye shall burn with fire. And thus shall ye eat it, with your loins girded, your shoes on your feet, and your staff in your hand, and ye shall eat it in haste, for it is Jehovah's Passover. For I will go through the land of Egypt in that night, and smite all the firstborn of the land of Egypt, both man and beast, and against all the gods of Egypt I will execute judgment. I am Jehovah. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses wherein ye are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And there shall no plague be upon you to destroy you when I smite the land of Egypt. And this day shall be unto you for a memorial. And ye shall keep it a feast to Jehovah throughout your generations. Ye shall keep it a feast by an ordinance forever. Exodus 12 and verse 15. 7 days ye shall eat unleavened bread. Even the first day ye shall put away unleavened out of your houses. For whoever eateth leavened bread from the first day until the seventh day, that soul shall be cut off from Israel. And in the first day there shall be unto you a holy convocation. And in the seventh day a holy convocation. No manner of work shall be done in them, save that which every man must eat, and only may be done by you. And ye shall observe the feast of unleavened bread. For this self same day have I brought your host out of the land of Egypt. Therefore shall ye observe this day throughout your generations by an ordinance forever. And the first month, on the 14th day of the month at even, ye shall eat unleavened bread until the 21st day of the month at even. 7 days shall there be no leaven found in your houses. For whosoever eateth that which is leavened, that soul shall be cut off from the congregation of Israel, whether he be a sojourner or one that is born in the land. Ye shall eat nothing leavened in all your habitations. Ye shall eat unleavened bread. Exodus chapter 12 and verse 21. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, Draw out, and take you lambs according to your families, and kill the Passover. And ye shall take a bunch of hyssop, and dip it in the blood that is in the basin, and strike the lintel and the two side posts with the blood that is in the basin. And none of you shall go out of the door of his house until the morning, for Jehovah will pass through to smite the Egyptians. And when he sees the blood upon the lintel and upon the two side posts, Jehovah will pass over the door and will not suffer the destroyer to come into your houses to smite you. And ye shall observe this thing for an ordinance to thee and to thy sons forever. And it shall come to pass, when you come to the land which Jehovah will give you, according as he hath promised, that ye shall keep this service. And it shall come to pass, when your children shall say unto you, What mean ye by this servants? That ye shall say, It is the sacrifice of Jehovah's Passover, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt, when he smote the Egyptians and delivered our houses. And the people bowed the head and worshipped. And the children of Israel went and did so. As Jehovah had commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. Exodus 12 and verse 29. And it came to pass at midnight that Jehovah smote all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, from the firstborn of Pharaoh that sat on his throne, unto the firstborn of the captive that was in the dungeon, and all the firstborn of cattle. And Pharaoh rose up in the night, he and all his servants and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt, for there was not a house where there was not one dead. And he called for Moses and Aaron by night and said, Rise up, get ye forth from among my people, both ye and the children of Israel, and go serve Jehovah as ye have said. Take both your flocks and your herds as ye have said, and be gone. And bless me also. And the Egyptians were urgent upon the people to send them out of the land in haste, for they said, We're all dead men. And the people took their dough before it was leavened, and their kneading troughs, being bound up in their clothes, upon their shoulders. And the children of Israel did according to the word of Moses. And they asked of the Egyptians jewels of silver, and jewels of gold, and raiment. And Jehovah gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they let them have whatever they ask. And they despoiled the Egyptians. Exodus 12 and verse 37. And the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600. And there were about 600,000 on foot that were men, besides children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and the flocks and the herds, even very much cattle. And they baked unleavened bread cakes in the dough which they brought forth out of Egypt, for it was not leavened, because they were thrust out of Egypt, and could not tarry, neither had they prepared themselves any victuals. Now the time that the children of Israel dwelt in Egypt was 430 years. And it came to pass, at the end of 430 years, even the selfsame day, it came to pass that all the host of Jehovah went out from the land of Egypt. It is a night to be much observed for Jehovah for bringing them out of the land of Egypt. This is that night of Jehovah to be much observed of all the children of Israel throughout their generations. Exodus 12 and verse 43. And Jehovah said unto Moses and Aaron, This is the ordinance of the Passover. There shall no foreigner eat thereof, but every man's servant that is brought for money. When thou hast circumcised him, then shall he eat thereof. A sojourner and a hired servant shall not eat thereof. In one house shall it be eaten. Thou shalt not carry forth aught of the flesh abroad out of the houses, neither shall ye break a bone thereof. And all the congregation of Israel shall keep it. And when a stranger shall sojourn with thee and will keep the Passover to Jehovah, let all his males be circumcised, and then let him come near and keep it. And he shall be as one that is born in the land, but no uncircumcised person shall eat thereof. One law shall be to him that is homeborn, and to the stranger, and that sojourneth among you. Thus did all the children of Israel, as Jehovah commanded Moses and Aaron, so did they. And it came to pass the selfsame day that Jehovah did bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by their host.